Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness. We're within hours of the first Republican debate in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The Wall Street Journal editorial indicates what the news reports have also indicated, that Mr. Trump will not attend. The Journal's editorial reads, Donald Trump's decision to skip Wednesday the 23rd, presidential debate shows that he wants to avoid having to tussle with competitors who might criticize him. The more interesting question is how Republican voters will respond to the former president's evident presumption that he owns their allegiance. Thaddeus, Trump is skipping the first debate. That in itself, to me, seems high risk. Is it?
I'm curious, John, as to why you would think that's high risk for Donald Trump.
I think it is because the election is about the future, not about grievances of 2020 or 2016. What the voting public wants to hear is what you're going to do for me tomorrow, especially for my pocketbook. If Mr. Trump is not there, it is not obvious what he's going to do for anyone into the future. I'm unaware of a platform that he's issued that speaks to the future. Entirely his presentation for the last 4 years, two years, has been about 2020.
Well, John, this is why you're not a Donald Trump supporter. His supporters believe that he's already shown what he believes in and what he will do for them, both in the past and in the future. He will try to make America great again. He will continue to fight the swamp of the uniparty of Republicans and Democrats, and that engaging in a primary with people who are either part of the uniparty or in his mind beneath him is actually sending a big middle finger to the very people his supporters despise. So in short, Donald Trump is continuing everything that these people like about how he's operated so far. And there seems to be slightly over 50% of the Republican electorate seems to like that. So politically for Donald Trump to go into this debate, what does he have to gain? His supporters aren't going anywhere. And in fact, his supporters are probably glad he's not debating, because again, it's just another way to say, you know, shove off, people. I'm Donald Trump, and we the uniparty, we're going to take you all on, and I'm not going to become involved in your silly little debate. Now, I may think that that's not a nice thing. You may think that's a bad thing. Some people may think whatever they want. But the reality is, politically, I don't see it as a downside. People who don't like him aren't going to like him for not debating. The people who like him are going to like him for not debating.
The stage will be filled with Republican candidates, however. Are you watching afterwards? There will be video packages. There will be spin. Are you watching any particular candidate afterwards, after the debates? Not what they say during the debates, but how they handle the post-debate matter, especially how they handle Trump's non-appearance.
When you asked me this last time, I reminded you it's August, and I'm not going to watch any of this, and I'm certainly not going to watch any of their hired hacks tell me what I just saw, especially if I haven't seen it. Those of you who consider Republicans or Democratic debates and primaries entertaining, I'm sure you'll get a big kick out of it, even though Trump won't be there. But if you study the issues and you care about the Republican philosophy more than you care about the personalities, and you know what the candidates have done, are promising to do already, there's really nothing to do but watch them. And there's better things to watch. So for me, the fact that Donald Trump's not debating is the story. It tells you what his strategy is, but I already knew that that was the strategy at that point. I'd be interested to see if he changes his mind. I'll be very interested to see what he does in place of not debating. We've heard rumors that he's going to be on a pre-recorded episode with Tucker Carlson via X/Twitter. We'll see. But for those who like the spectacle of it, enjoy. I think the Tigers are playing that night again. I'll be watching the Tigers.
Does Trump at this point gain by not participating in debates, and will that continue?
What does he have to gain? John, you, by your own definition, I don't know that Trump has anything to offer you by showing up at that debate. And it certainly doesn't need to be at a debate to offer it to you elsewhere. Go on TV the next day and say, you know what, I agree with everything John Batchelor said. It's about the future. This is what I'm going to do in the future. I don't care about 2020. So he doesn't need to be in a debate to do that, to get your attention. But if he goes into the debate, a lot of his supporters will be like, why'd you debate? You told us you weren't going to debate. They forgive him anyways, because he can basically walk down Fifth Avenue and try to shoot down Fifth Avenue, as he said. But at the end of the day, John, there's really no upside for him to be in this debate. And he's just watching people who are attacking him now have a chance to attack each other because he's not there. And I'm sure that in his heart of hearts, that gives him great pleasure.
Therefore, this debate is not of no significance. I'm trying to figure.
To who?
To the Republican primary voter.
Well, there might be Republican primary voters who are undecided and need to watch this to learn more about the candidates. I'm just not one of them.
Undecided about Trump or undecided about the other candidates?
I think a lot of people have decided it's hard to find somebody undecided about Trump. And Donald Trump, if every undecided Republican primary voter decided against Donald Trump, he'd probably still have enough to win the primary at this point in time. And a lot of undecideds might be put off by Donald Trump changing his mind and going into the debate. So it's a calculated risk. You want him to debate. It's good for radio. For Donald Trump, he views it bad for his candidacy. Donald Trump has more sway over whether he debates than you and I might have by wishing that he would, so we'd have more to talk about. Again, I do more listening because I'm not watching. And most Republicans have made their mind up. Show me a Republican that hasn't made their mind up about Donald Trump. I'd be surprised. I mean, they'd be like trying to find some of those poor Japanese soldiers that were left on islands long after the war was over, realizing it was done.
Do we accept the fact then that these polls will not move? If he doesn't show up, if Trump doesn't show up, if there's no debate engaging Trump, there's no reason to believe that the polls will move, and that makes Trump the nominee from now until the convention in the summer of 2024. Is that the direction we're moving?
Right now, there's more to beating Donald Trump than this debate. Everything's on the other candidates right now that want to break out of the pack first. Again, to use a baseball analogy, because again, I'll be watching the Detroit Tigers, is you have a team that is in first place heading into September. You have three or four other teams in the division that are kind of within striking distance, but one of them has to break free to take on the front runner. If they don't break free, they spend all their time beating each other up, playing about 500 ball, and the front runner wins in a walk. That's kind of what Donald Trump's hoping right now by not debating.
That is McCotter, recovering politician, American greatness. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anna-Bay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.